This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Echo System.
Who hosts Echo System? Echo System is a show on Saturdays from 3:30 to 4, and I talk to my friends and other kids, play music, and we learn about radio.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
And I'm Tom Rowe here live in Acra on the WGXC Morning Show Thursday edition. We are on a special broadcast day today because we're going to interrupt normal broadcasting beginning around 10 a.m. to bring you the live Pacifica radio coverage of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. So that will begin at 10 a.m. today, on a day that is sure to be the worst day in politics since at least yesterday. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Acra, and we'll have the hearings in a little bit. We're also going to hear Neaver Wartell talk to Rodney Allen Greenblatt to preview his album release show tonight at High Low in Catskill on the WGXC Morning Show. We've got the local news coming up, some national headlines, some thoughts from our local representatives on the Kavanaugh hearings that are about to happen live on these airwaves in a few minutes, and more on the WGXC Shortened Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Acra.
WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that with New York leading the nation in total out-migration last year, Governor Andrew Cuomo implied September 25th that bad weather was driving residents away. About 190,000 New Yorkers left for other states last year, most from upstate, according to U.S. Census data. Quote, people will make demographic choices about where they want to live, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, some of them are climate-based, right? Some of them are based for personal reasons, unquote. Independent gubernatorial candidate Stephanie Miner called Cuomo's statement, quote, out of touch. If he talked to people who actually live in upstate New York, he would know they're seeing their neighbors and kids move away because of high taxes and lack of opportunity, unquote, she said. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Development Corporation's board of directors discussed developing or selling the former CAS site along the city's waterfront at their monthly September 25th meeting. Currently, the board is not close to selecting a developer for the former plastics manufacturing site at 1417 Montgomery and South Front Streets. Quote, this project sucks enormous energy from us, unquote, board member Robert Rasner said. Quote, I am wondering why we shouldn't just drive a for sale sign in the front and seek a real estate that will take on the 4 acres and sell it. We can't get on with almost any project without putting this CAS project behind us, unquote. Others weren't so sure. Quote, I think the city and the public is interested in controlling and dictating how that site would be used, unquote, newly appointed board member Steve Dunn said. Quote, if we sell it, it could be used for anything. Granted, we could have restrictions in the contract, but as soon as we do that, we're going to back to what is our vision for the site. There is a lot of controversy, and I don't fully understand it, but before I would support moving on something, I would want to thoroughly understand the implications of doing that and get public input, unquote. There was a proposal to form a committee on the issue, but ultimately the board took no action on the CAS property September 25th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Columbia County continues to have the lowest unemployment rate in the state, with a 3.1% rate of joblessness in August, down from 3.7% a year earlier. Greene County's 4.3% unemployment was down from 5.1% the year before. For the 12 months ending in August, the Hudson Valley's unemployment rate was 4%, down from 4.7% the year before. Dutchess County showed a 3.6% unemployment rate, with Ulster County at 3.9%. Read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network. The registration deadline for voting in the general election is October 12th. Mail registration must be postmarked no later than October 12th and received by election officials no later than October 17th. Anyone honorably discharged from the U.S. military or who became a naturalized U.S. citizen after October 13th may register in person at the Board of Elections up until October 27th. This year's election is November 6th and includes congressional elections throughout the country, statewide races for governor, state senate, and assembly, and local contests. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC. Go to WGXC.org to find out more in the newsroom. Thursday, September 27th, the U.S. Senate hearings with Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh to decide if Kavanaugh makes it onto the Supreme Court are scheduled before the Judiciary Committee. We think they'll start at 10 a.m., but we're not sure. But when they do start, WGXC will be live with them with coverage from Pacifica Radio. All day, the U.S. Senate hearings will interrupt regular programming on WGXC FM 90.7. Tune in for Pacifica Radio's coverage beginning, we think, at 10 a.m. Thursday, September 27th.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, September the 27th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford scheduled to be first to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. Next up, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Also on the Thursday rundown, Montanans want natural gas companies to fix leaks. And we'll take you to a community forest that provides an example of carbon fees potential. But first, polls show 7 in 10 Americans will be glued to the tube or radio today to watch Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his initial accuser testify. C-SPAN 3 plans to broadcast the hearings in their entirety. Reuters notes Trump did defend Kavanaugh, now a federal appeals court judge, at his New York news conference, but his comments injected another note of uncertainty into whether Kavanaugh's already troubled bid for a lifetime appointment to the nation's highest court. Georgia is not one of the 33 states that expanded its Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act, but if it had, more rural low-income residents would have health insurance. Tramell Gomes explains.
A new report from Georgetown University shows big coverage gaps in states without expanded Medicaid. Laura Colbert with the group Georgians for a Healthy Future says small towns are missing out on having healthier residents as well as extra dollars to keep hospitals open.
Over the last number of years, 7 rural hospitals in Georgia have closed, and we know that that is partially due to the fact that their financial model was not sustainable. They didn't have enough insured people in their communities to stay open.
Colbert says that's because more than one-third of Georgia's uninsured population is in small towns. The report shows the uninsured rate for low-income adults has dropped in the last decade in nearly all states, but the sharpest declines were seen in small towns and rural areas in states that have expanded Medicaid.
About 2.2 million poor adults live in non-expansion states, which makes them ineligible for either Medicaid or subsidized insurance marketplace coverage under current law. Folks in Montana and other Westerners overwhelmingly want oil and gas companies to stop operational gas leaks, according to a new poll. That puts them at odds with recent moves by the Trump administration. According to a Center for Western Priorities survey, 92% of Montana voters support requiring companies operating on public lands to detect and repair gas leaks in their equipment. Last week, the Interior Department rolled back an Obama-era methane waste rule, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has proposed doing the same. The head of the Montana Conservation Voters, Rick Potts, says this is troubling on many fronts and could cost Montanans jobs.
the oil and gas companies, in order to do these inspections and maintenance and repair of their oil and gas facilities, is going to require labor. And that means there's good paying jobs in the oil and gas fields that are being eliminated by the rollback of these protective regulations and rules.
That same survey also polled voters in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada, and found 89% of people overall support waste prevention. Parenting can be a challenge for Wyoming's most financially secure residents, but hardships can be even greater for young adults.
A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation says investing in programs for young parents between 18 and 24 is key to helping them succeed. Sameen Dadalahi with the Wyoming Community Foundation says strong families are fundamental to creating thriving Wyoming communities and notes the report identifies key hurdles facing Wyoming's 7,000 young adult parents to support their children and fulfill their own potential.
They are particularly vulnerable. They tend to be working more than their peers. They're more likely to be full-time employed, and yet they are low income, and they don't have very many opportunities that are opening to them. And so they're kind of a group that falls into a gap.
The report found that 59% of children of young parents in Wyoming live in low-income families. Dadalahi says investing in families can break the chain of diminished opportunities for two generations, today's parents and their children. She says expanding successful programs to all Wyoming counties, including early Head Start, nurse family partnerships, and home visits, can help children and their inexperienced parents. I'm Eric Gladys.
And finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports under the Carbon Fee Initiative on the November ballot, part of the revenue collected from the large carbon polluters would be directed towards creating healthy forests.
The Olympic Peninsula's Chimicum Ridge is providing an example of what that investment could look like for local communities. Under Initiative 1631, 25% of funds collected would be invested in clean water and healthy forests. Sarah Spaeth with Jefferson Land Trust says her group and other partners are going to buy the 850-acre Chimicum Ridge and create a community forest. She says it will be an example of how Washingtonians can manage forests to be healthy and resilient.
Along with supporting a thriving local economy with good jobs and protecting natural resources, the habitat on the ridge, the healthy salmon runs in both forks of Chimicum Creek, and then recreational and educational opportunities and cleaner air for everyone.
The Washington State Legislature is funding the conservation easement to buy Chimicum Ridge as a pilot project to demonstrate what a shift from industrial management to a more localized approach could look like.
Critics of the initiative say the fees on large carbon polluters will simply be passed on to Washingtonians. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
In the evening on WGXC, Sonny Chirac is the focus of Rob Saffer on the Overlooked show at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. We also have an extra web stream of Rodney Allen Greenblatt performing live at Hilo in Catskill around 8 p.m. And then the Boogie Woogie Flu Show at 9:30 p.m. The Magic Stranger is in for regular host Ted Barron this week. They switch shows next week, too, with Ted Barron in for The Magic Stranger at 9:30 p.m. next Thursday. Then, overnight, Donald Trump Theater is at midnight after the news, and Terrence Free Jazz Hour is on for 2 hours at 1 a.m. on Wave Farms WGXC and Standing Wave Radio. Both of New York's senators spoke on Wednesday, September 26th on the Senate floor about the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Just before the hearings today that WGXC is airing through the Pacifica Radio Network at 10 a.m. Thursday, September 27th. Here is first Kirsten Gillibrand and second Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor about the nomination.
Mr. President, I rise to speak about Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. And I urge my colleagues to actually listen to Dr. Blasey Ford and treat her with the respect that she deserves. She deserves better than the setup she is walking into tomorrow. I want to take a step back for a second and look at the big picture of what's actually going on with this nomination. We have a nominee for a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land who has been accused, credibly, of sexual assault. Dr. Blasey Ford reluctantly came forward out of civic duty and said that Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her in high school. She is now facing death threats for her courage, and her worst fears of how she would be treated by this body have come to fruition. Another woman, Deborah Ramirez, agreed to tell her story after being contacted by a reporter, again risking her career and her safety, and said that Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her face in college while laughing as part of a game. These accusations are disturbing enough by themselves, but the response to these allegations by our colleagues are so disappointing. Take a look at how Dr. Blasey Ford is being bullied because she told her story. Listen to how she's being patronized and dismissed by some members of the Judiciary Committee. Look at how our president belittled and demeaned Dr. Blasey Ford and Ms. Ramirez, reminding us once again that he has been credibly accused of committing sexual assault himself, and denigrates not just women who accuse him, but survivors everywhere. That's not all. The chief counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee tweeted after Dr. Blasey Ford's sexual assault allegation, quote, "Unfazed and determined, we will confirm Judge Kavanaugh." And according to Ms. Ramirez's lawyer, the Judiciary Committee isn't even interested in taking her claims seriously or getting information from her about her claims. Instead of getting the facts, instead of even wanting the facts, they try to dismiss this as a smear campaign and plow right ahead. For anyone who has ever wondered why so many survivors of sexual assault don't come forward.
Serious allegation of sexual misconduct against Judge Kavanaugh was made public in a sworn affidavit. There are now multiple, credible, serious, and corroborated allegations against Judge Kavanaugh made under the penalty of perjury. The new affidavit by Mrs. Swetnick calls out for a thorough, impartial, detailed investigation done by our FBI professionals, as do the allegations made by other women. But currently, there is only a single hearing tomorrow, with no witnesses other than Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, before a scheduled committee vote and a potential final Senate floor vote soon thereafter. That is not right. There is no need for such a rush. These women deserve to be heard in a fair way, and their claims must be properly investigated. Republicans need to immediately suspend the proceedings related to Judge Kavanaugh's nomination, and the president must order the FBI to reopen the background check investigation. I strongly believe Judge Kavanaugh should withdraw from consideration, and the president should withdraw this nomination if Kavanaugh won't do it voluntarily. If he will not, at the very least, the hearing and vote should be postponed while the FBI investigates all of these very serious and very troubling allegations. If our Republican colleagues rush to proceed without an investigation, it would be a travesty for the honor of the Supreme Court and the honor of our country.
Cabin.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
And joining me now to discuss the ongoing battle to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is counselor to the president and former jazzercise instructor Kellyanne Conway. And we thank her for being with us. Okay, Kellyanne, I'm going to stop you right there.
Nothing came out of my mouth yet.
Kavanaugh's confirmation has been dramatically halted by accusations made by Christine Blasey Ford, who claims he sexually assaulted her at a party in the 80s. And it now appears, after an extended back and forth, that she is willing to testify to the Judiciary Committee.
He is willing to testify and clear his name and say under oath what he has said otherwise, which is unequivocally and categorically, this is not true.
Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and now seems to be blaming the accuser. Is that out of character for him? He's usually so sensitive when it comes to women's issues.
Let me just say this. You want to lay the blame at somebody's feet? Look no further than your Democratic friend, starting with Senator Feinstein.
I don't know her.
Why is it not enough for you that a man has gone through six FBI vets who said he wasn't there, who's willing to testify under oath, was willing to do it last month?
Republicans assumed he was a shoo-in. Political control was all they saw. But look whose reputation's now in ruin. Judge Kavanaugh. Why, who could have foretold the accusations which Feinstein pulled last minute from her bra? And now the Dems demand investigations of Kavanaugh.
We're waiting for her to testify. Everybody wants to hear her.
Kavanaugh, a name that makes the liberals squirm.
I will oppose him with everything I've got.
But Kavanaugh. Might be who they confirm.
Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Now Grassley's having late night Twitter meltdowns, and Spartacus is practically in tears. He'd rather he withdraw. Is this the final straw? Or is it just the start of 40 years with Kavanaugh?
Christine Blasey Ford accepts the request to testify.
If his accuser talks, he may well be screwed. His own words, no one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
He always looks like he just ate bad seafood. Judge Kavanaugh.
No, because you're not being honest.
You might say that he blocked Merrick Garland. The Dems might say it's still stuck in their craw. Now headed for the highest court in our land. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. This sure ain't going how we planned.
A new allegation.
Against Supreme Court nominee Judge
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Yeah, don't try to shake his hand.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
Now he's accused of sexual misconduct. A crime at which our presidents approve. And though some say pshaw, some find it well a flaw, still privileged old white assholes can't say no to Kavanaugh.
I thank President Trump for the honor of this nomination.
To Trump, he's just a walking campaign promise. When questions, he just tends to hem and haw. He's like a younger, whiter Clarence Thomas. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh. 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 If Donald Trump says he'll prevail,
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people.
Then Kavanaugh.
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 Will likely go to jail.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
But Brett, if you're confirmed before November, protect and love the country that you serve. Or just throw out the law and make America the 1950s Russia we deserve. Brett Kavanaugh.
Don't you go there.
That was Randy Rainbow with his latest parody, Kavanaugh. He'll be performing at Bar Devon in Poughkeepsie on Friday, October 19th. Tune in on Friday, September 28th for all sorts of local sounds and stories. 9 a.m. after Democracy Now!, Spike Priggen is a guest calling in to talk about his country music performance this weekend in Kingston and his record store that's been open for a while in Catskill.
People of Earth, do not be alarmed. We come in peace. Hi, I'm Bunny Carlos. You're listening to the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggen.
Frederick Arnold is in at 11 a.m. with the City Folk Show. Then Jared Ez hosts the Sugar Shack Jukebox after the noon news. Ben Smith is featured on the Hudson Valley Sound at 2 p.m. Then we hear the latest episodes of Donald Trump Theater at 2:30 p.m. And Arts Etc. from George Spencer. His guest is Jerry Wolf at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7.
You're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM at WGXC.org. I'm Neva Wartell, and Michelle Curtis is my guest co-host, and Rodney Allen Greenblatt is here.
Hello.
As our guest. Ah, your voice is so strong.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Can you, how's your headphones?
Yeah, good. I can hear.
Yes. You can hear. Uh-huh. That's a good thing.
Always helpful.
Yeah. So, Rodney, you got this new CD.
Yes.
Called Beep Beep Type Music.
That's right.
And you're going to be performing the CD, the whole CD live.
I'm going to be performing 8 of the 16 tracks live.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think that will be enough.
The abridged edition.
Yeah, and one. And actually, I'm going to play one special creation just for Thursday night.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting this. You know, this happened the last time, didn't we? We were getting a call on the Google. That's insane. Oh, no, stop.
It actually sounds a little like my record.
It does. It really does. You are absolute. So is that where you got your inspiration?
That's where I got my inspiration.
Talking about your inspiration.
Google beeped me and I said, hey, that sounds like music.
Beep, beep, type music. Okay, so Thursday, September 27th, that's 2 days from now.
Yes.
At 8 p.m.
Yes.
At Hilo in Catskill, right here, 365 Main Street. It's a CD release party.
Yes.
With free CDs.
Yes.
Free music downloads.
Yes.
And that is at Hilo Cafe and Bar, 365 Main, as I said. People can find out more at facebook.com/HiloCatskill or therodneyshop.com. You are the proprietor of the Rodney Shop, named after yourself.
Yes.
Here in Catskill.
Yes.
What's the address on Main for? What is it?
362.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about this beep beep type music. Now, okay. I got a lot of questions, but first I want to make this comment that this is the whole thing from like the minute you put your hands on it till, you know, listening to it and, you know, it's a tactile experience and an auditory experience. It is so much fun.
Oh, thank you.
And it looks like fun. It looks like, oh my goodness, I want this. I want to see this. I want to hear it. You can, it's just because it's your artwork.
Yes.
You are a multidisciplinary artist.
Yes.
A multi-artist. Mm. And so it's all, everything on this is you.
Mm.
Everything.
Yeah.
So that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Well, my background, of course, is in fine arts. That's my career has been as a visual artist, painter, sculptor, and illustrator. So when I get to do my own album covers, it's kind of exciting. I can do whatever I want. And I can use all the skills that I have, you know, built up over the years. And I did really want to make it sort of toy-like. And I think it does have that feeling.
It does have. Yes. Have you touched this packaging?
I did.
And that's the
feeling that I had. It just makes, well, I love color and it's just very colorful and it does. Fun. It just makes you feel joyful.
It's one of the things about the packaging is the little tray that the CD is in is made out of recycled water bottles.
I would, you know, that's why it has had a kind particular, of a, like a, that crump, whatever. Can, I don't even little, know what the word is.
Well, it's a little rubbery.
It,
it's kind of soft crinkly. And crinkly. The the material.
I did notice that it's different.
Yeah, and I think that adds to it somehow.
It does. It's more of the tactile thing. So can I read this little description of beep 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 beep, beep type music?
Yes, you may.
Okay. First of all, it's available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com, and whimsyload.com/audio-gallery.
That's my own website.
That's your website.
Okay. I'd like to recommend CD Baby if you'd like to buy it.
It's an easier experience.
It's easy. Very easy to do.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Beep Beep Type Music is a collection of instrumental sound creations that play around in the vacant lot just outside the theme park of pop music. Are these your words?
Yes.
You're also a writer.
Let's not go that far.
Well, I would say that that first sentence is right on. Okay. Because of this, the simple patterns, synthesizer beeps, and transitions exist in a realm of open activity. It's an activity game. Electronic music itself only exists in circuits powered by electricity. When the plug is pulled out, the music stops. For example, in the track Misfit Mice Build a Space Base, the mice are represented by a series of sound tones played not by mice, but by a human being controlling a machine. As much as it is an experiment, beep beep type music is also entertaining, thoughtful, and fun. I must concur with all the above. This is the fifth solo album by Rodney Allen Greenblatt, who is better known for his visual artwork, both as a fine artist and a graphic designer. His interest in music started early, learning to play at age 6 on a transistor-powered electric Hammond organ. Later, inspired by minimalist contemporary classical music as well as electronic pop, Rodney has found himself composing music that attempts to combine both into a spare but catchy collection of sounds and patterns. Mm. Again, I concur.
Mm.
Now, the songs. I have to read these song titles because they're fun. I gotta say.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The list. Time Sticks Random Objective. Mm. Sea Children Growing Coral.
Mm-hmm.
Furry inhabitants of a cave. Retake failed math test. Misfit mice build a space base. Memo to self, get it together. That's a frequent memo to myself.
That's a frequent memo, yes, for everyone.
Particle physics yard sale. This is your brain on toys. Economy parking lot C. Fireflies in a fog. Automated melody pillow. Overturned plastic truck. Weird but okay hotel room. A few pebbles following. Who am I theme park? And how to avoid a dystopian future.
Yes.
That we need. Oh, I'm glad you wrote that one.
Yeah, I'm going to play How to Avoid a Dystopian Future.
I want to know if the front cover, is that how you perceive yourself when you're creating this? It's a great picture.
Is that a self-portrait of you at the computer? It's a great portrait. It's a cartoon. A cartoon maybe. Depiction of the artist as a...
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
I love synthesizers and machines like that, so it was fun to design the ultimate in my imagination.
Okay, so how do you want to share this with our listeners? How do you want to? What do you want to play?
Let's play Time Sticks Random Objective. That's the first track on the CD, and it'll be the first track I'm going to play. And I think it sort of sets the stage for a lot of it.
Okay, so, I have it queued up here, or you have it queued up there?
You can go ahead.
Okay. All right. So we're going to hear which one? Sorry.
Time Sticks Random Objective.
Okay. Here we go.
There it is.
Rodney Allen Greenblatt. That is the opening track. Time Sticks Random Objective from the new CD, your fifth CD, Beep Beep Type Music.
Yes.
credibly. Not a single one of these corroborating witnesses will be called to testify before the committee. Nor will the witness that Dr. Ford alleges was in the room while she was assaulted. And the FBI will not be asked to speak with these or any other witnesses either. This process isn't a serious attempt to get to the truth. It's a complete sham. And some of my colleagues are hardly even trying to hide the fact that this is not a serious investigation, as they pledge that these credible allegations will not stop Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Some of my colleagues have complained about how unfair it is to Judge Kavanaugh that these women have dared to come forward. And they have shown little sympathy for the attacks these women are facing, or interest in the corroboration they are willing to offer. They have ignored the real questions about Judge Kavanaugh's credibility and truthfulness and his blatant disrespect for women. Make no mistake, in 2018, survivors are still not being taken seriously. And that is despite the extraordinary prevalence of sexual assault, which is hard to even quantify, given that an estimated 2 out of 3 sexual assaults go unreported. It is simply unacceptable that survivors are still not being listened to and taken seriously. And to President Trump and Republican leadership, I say we will not stand for these attempts to silence women and shove them back into the dark. Mr. President, these allegations of sexual assault are extremely serious, and they are credible. The way that these survivors have been attacked is disgusting. Yet even before we were aware of these allegations, it was clear that Judge Kavanaugh should not serve on the United States Supreme Court. I watched Judge Kavanaugh's responses to my colleagues during his initial nomination hearings. I examined his judicial writings and past public statements. I reviewed the limited number of documents that Republicans shared about Judge Kavanaugh's time working in the White House. What the totality of this record makes abundantly clear is that on issue after issue, Judge Kavanaugh has promoted a judicial philosophy that diminishes the rights of individuals, particularly women and people of color, puts corporations before people, and promotes a partisan right-wing ideology at odds with the will of the American people.
Oh, that was some of the Senate floor yesterday. Senator Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire there. And we're trying to tune in the Senate hearings today with the Pacifica radio coverage. We'll bring that to you as soon as we get it. Nothing, but we believe at 10 a.m. is the starting time. But, you know, it's Congress, it's the Senate, so who knows what will happen next? I guess I should be checking that the whole thing hasn't been canceled in the last 5 minutes, but it's all anything's possible. Stay tuned. You never know what you might hear next with the U.S. Senate hearings coming up at 10 a.m. on WGXC. Currently listening to Rodney Allen Greenblatt, who will be at High Low in Catskill tonight. Go there in person, turn out, or tune in. There'll be a live web stream, mostly theoretically for sure, at wgxc.org. Click on Listen Now and scroll down to find the web stream of your choice. There's many flavors of radio to listen to any time of the day.
Kavanaugh of trying to rape her when they were teens. This is an additional hearing scheduled
on the Kavanaugh nomination to the nation's highest court.
Spotlight back on the Senate Judiciary Committee today, where
the Senate Judiciary Committee hears today from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
The spotlight back on the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hears today from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who accuses him of trying to rape her when they were teens. Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychology professor, is one of three accusers. At the same time, Kavanaugh is denying two new allegations.
So we're starting to get early images, early sound there. Kirsten Gillibrand, New York's junior senator, is in the audience in the chamber. She's not on the Judiciary Committee, but she's in the audience. We can report. There is a table set up for Dr. Ford to speak first. There are three seats at the table. And a placard with her name in the middle. So apparently she will be seated in the middle with a person on either side of her, theoretically, if those chairs are filled. And things aren't scheduled to go for another 10 minutes, but we're giving you the early play-by-play here on the radio, live from the Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford Senate Judiciary Committee hearings that will begin shortly. We think that Pacifica Radio is going to give us a feed, but we don't hear anything on that feed yet. And we're listening to a little bit of Rodney Allen Greensplat's CD in the background. Beep Beep Type Music is the name of the album. We just heard Sea Children Growing Coral, and this is Furry Inhabitants of a Cave, the perfect background music for the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, live from Washington, D.C. And we're waiting for things to begin between, and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford apparently will be testifying first. There are some people hovering around the three chairs now. I don't know if that is no one's sitting down yet, so the senators are showing the senators' chairs now, and those are all empty, so the Judiciary Committee is not in the room. It looks like maybe no, that must be an aide. The aide is fussing with folders on the in front of one of the Judiciary Committee members' seats, but the Judiciary Committee is not there yet. Those seats are empty. There are a few photographers in the middle well. I guess it's in a smaller room. Although we saw an audience shot before. Yeah, there's the audience shot again, and there's again, they're showing Senator Kirsten Gillibrand over and over again, and she's sitting with, I don't know who they're talking to, but back to the committee seats they're showing now, and no committee members there yet. One person is sitting down at as if he's a committee member. He's certainly a white male, so yeah, it looks like he is a official. One committee member is there. One. Oh, meanwhile, we can give you the local news while we wait for this to start. We'll give you the local news. We'll keep listening in the background. I'm Tamara live in Acre, if you're wondering what's going on. In the WGXC Morning Show shortened edition, we're going to cut away soon for the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. But first, we'll tell you that Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County officials are considering the imposition of a tax on short-term rentals such as Airbnb. A newly formed subcommittee on the subject held its first meeting September 24th. The supervisors discussed how to proceed with creating the tax and contracting with a company that provides municipalities with resources to implement and enforce rules on short-term rentals. According to a report provided to the committee, Columbia County received 14,000 guests from May 25th through September 3rd, and most of the guests were from New York City. More than 360 county residents rented their homes during that time, making more than $2.5 million over the summer, or an average of $4,847 per host. Under state law, only county and city governments can impose a lodging tax on short-term rentals. The city of Hudson currently has a 4% lodging tax in place, which includes residential short-term rentals. The subcommittee will take a look at Dutchess County, which collects a 4% bed tax, and Ulster County, which signed a tax agreement with Airbnb last year, and then decide on how to proceed with imposing a similar levy in Columbia County. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Seems like people entering the room. Still, the Judiciary Committee is not there yet, so we'll continue with the news. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM The Cat that New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has honored Assistant Columbia County District Attorneys Ryan Carty and Joyce Crawford with special service awards for outstanding enforcement efforts in support of environmental conservation police. DEC Commissioner Basil Segos and DEC Executive Deputy Commissioner Kenneth Lynch presented Joyce and Ryan with their awards during a ceremony held September 12th at the Empire State Plaza. The DA's office was given the award in acknowledgement of its help with several cases during the past 2 years, including the case of Environmental Conservation Officer James Davey and the successful prosecution of a deer poaching case in Chatham earlier this year that resulted in more than $16,000 in fines, as well as the convictions of four people on 15 criminal counts. And in June, the DA's office had a significant role in the seizure of nearly 100 illegal wildlife products, resulting in four convictions, in addition to criminal and civil penalties. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. And a few more Judiciary Committee members are in there now. That's not a Judiciary Committee. I guess the woman that is going to be asking the questions for the Republican senators who are not going to ask their own questions. She is there. Rachel, I believe, is her name. Doors are opening. It looks like maybe some people are coming in. We've got time for another news item. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media, the director of operations for Hunter Mountain. Bruce Transu is leaving after 36 years to become the general manager of the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center. Bel Air made the announcement, and Hunter Mountain confirmed Transu's resignation September 26th. Quote, Mr. Transu has been an integral part of Hunter Mountain's history and success for the past 36 years, unquote, according to a statement from Hunter Mountain. Quote, while we are sad to see him go, we are happy for his new opportunity, unquote. The Olympic Regional Development Authority, Bel Air's owner, approached Transu with the job offer 4 weeks ago. Transu will assume his new duties managing day-to-day operations and the oversight of Bel Air's capital projects beginning next week. Transu hopes that new experience will be as memorable as the time he spent working at Hunter. Quote, the mountain grew, my kids grew, I certainly grew, and my hairline certainly shrunk, unquote, he added. And I think the mountain shrunk in that time, but it's okay. Quote, it's time to say goodbye and start another challenge that we can only hope will be as enjoyable and memorable as the one here, unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And Patrick Leahy is in there. So the senators are coming in. The witness, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, is not there yet. That chair is still empty. We'll read the final news item as we wait for things to begin. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the town of Ulster has shut down its email system due to a computer virus. The system will remain secured until a determination is made about whether the virus has been eliminated. Supervisor James Quigley said the problem began September 19th and was thought to have been resolved last weekend. Quote, it's in the entire town system, unquote, he said, of what's being affected by the virus. Quigley said contact lists in several Outlook programs were accessed and the virus has been spamming those user addresses, unquote, and they've been trying to pick other data off our network and transfer it out, unquote. Quigley said antivirus software was successful in stopping the virus from obtaining personnel data, but has proven stubborn and keeps recurring. The reinfection was so severe that no one could get any work done because the performance of the individual computers were degrading, Quigley said. Quigley has advised that anyone receiving the email from the town of Ulster refrain from opening any attachments. There is currently no estimate on when the problem will be resolved. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. All right, there's the local news before we get the hearing beginning. Seems like the Democrats are in, and maybe the Republicans aren't there yet. But they're sitting down. Senator Gillibrand is up talking to one of the members of the Judiciary Committee. There's lots of several photographers in the middle in the well taking pictures of this historic day. It's like one of those days. Do you remember where you were during the Anita Hill hearings? Where you watched that as it dragged on into the evening? I don't know if we're going to go all day with this or how long it is going to take. But here we go, everybody. We'll be cutting in. Myself and the folks in the Hudson studio will be cutting in, too, to tell you that we're interrupting normal programming today. George Spencer's Arts Etc. show is going to air tomorrow at 3 p.m. instead of today at 2 p.m. Donald Trump Theater will air tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. instead of today at 3 p.m. And the WGXC afternoon show will happen live. It may not be on the FM if the hearings stretch into after 4 p.m., but the WGXC afternoon show will be available on the All Together Now web stream today, and any interviews that happen will also be aired tomorrow morning on the WGXC morning show if they don't get aired today. But Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro will be in live at 4 p.m. for the WGXC afternoon show, never fear. But you might have to find it online at WGXC.org and click on the All Together Now web stream. But we'll see if this goes all that way till 4 p.m. Maybe this will get over right away. Maybe this will take forever. There's Senator Dianne Feinstein. California's Kamala Harris is also there. People taking pictures. We're seeing, let's see. All right, we now have our Pacifica coverage available. 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-HEY. I guess that's the beginning of the coverage. That's our warning that we're close to coverage, but we'll bring up the sound in the room as we wait for Pacifica to come on. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to